Lyle Butler with us this morning. Looks like we might have a phone call before we get into a whole other subject. We'll kind of see if maybe that's for us. I know we wanted to talk some about construction projects. We did want to explain to folks that we usually do the opening soons.
Right.
And there's two times a year we don't, and this is one of them.
Yep.
So
July and December, we give our crew, because a lot of people are out of town or on vacation, and so we just take those 2 months. But we will be back in August with the list, probably double up list. There's things that always go on. But we just thought there's a couple of things that we have heard a lot of conversation on, and one is the out by the technical college right there on Seth Child. There's a lot of dirt being moved, and people go, the campus is expanding. And you've reported on this many months ago, but Westar Energy is putting a substation there. Now, it's going to serve two purposes. The main purpose they need that for is to supply, since Western Manhattan has grown and continues to grow, they need that substation to provide electricity, reliable electricity to that western part as it continues to grow. And they've been looking for a long time for a piece of land to put a brand new state-of-the-art substation. So that's going in there, but it's going to serve two purposes. The main purpose is the electricity, but the second purpose is that they're going to be working with the technical college and allowing the students to go through there. They get training in linemen, and so it's going to be a great partnership there for both the technical college and for Westar Energy for future employees. So there's just a lot of dirt being moved there, but it's not a new building that the technical college is building. It's a substation for Westar Energy.
Dave had something for us in the other room.
We had a caller that was asking, and this is a subject that we had last time you were in, Lyle, about the status of what is going into the former Sirloin Stockade building.
Yes. I think I haven't been able to confirm it, but I think that we were waiting for the sale of that property, and it was a very large sale that was going to involve hundreds of properties across the United States. It was a big investment group, and I did see in the Kansas City media where a sale had gone through that affected lots of properties, and they listed them in the Kansas City and other cities in across Kansas, but they didn't list Manhattan. So I don't know whether that has occurred or not. And I've been out of town and haven't been able to confirm whether that's closed or not. Then if it's closed, then there will be two restaurants that go at that site. And that's what we've been told. But I haven't been able to confirm whether that piece of property there ended up staying in and being part of that sale. I think it did, but until I know, I don't want to spread rumors of what I think is or isn't going to go into that site. But I know it was supposed to be part of something that it was just one parcel of hundreds of parcels across the United States. So it was a big deal.
Okay.
So we will try to find that out, Dave, and get back to Kathy or you and be able to tell our listeners. And then for sure in August when I come in, we'll be able to say, and maybe even in the two restaurants, that they'll go in there.
Very good.
The original intention of this investment group was to buy that, tear that down, and because it's has a large parking lot and a large piece of land, is to put two restaurants in there.
Widgets. It looks like an interesting little location, and I think there was a ribbon cutting for that.
We did. The chamber did a ribbon cutting for Widgets on Highway 24 in the South Heritage shopping area. And Widgets is an entertainment center enclosed. And I remember Kathy coming here 17 years ago, and people say, well, there's nothing for kids to do when it's hot or it's rainy. What do we do with them? It's taken a long time. But this has got all kinds of activities, actually, for both kids and adults. That was probably the surprise when we did the ribbon cutting. A very impressive facility. I mean, it's a privately owned business, and so there is a cost to use the facilities. But I would encourage people, especially that have children or grandchildren in the area and you want something to do, to at least take a look at that.
What kinds of things do they offer?
Laser. and they have a two-story laser deal. I've been in some with my grandchildren in Colorado, and they're just one level. But this one's got a two-story deal. They got all kinds of things to climb on and, you know, for really all different ages. And most of these things, they also said that they were available for adults to do too. So for team building exercises and those kinds of things. And so It's not easy to see because you can't see the building from Highway 24. You have to drive in there. But they've got a website. You can go there and find out. But I know that we had a very, very large turnout for Widget's grand opening and ribbon cutting. And I know that the parents that have taken children there just said, wow, they're just really excited to have something like this in our region. And they intend to serve kids from Fort Riley, Junction City. These kinds of venues are in the Kansas City area, but we've had nothing like this out here. So I hope people will, as they think about some of the, especially on days like today when it's going to be miserably hot, that in the afternoon they go out there. There is a fee, but the fees are ranging from what you want to do and how long you want to be there. So you just need to go out there. But I'd say it's at least worth giving people a look. I was pretty excited about it. So okay. I know I'm going to take my grandkids there.
Yeah, that's good to remember. Scenic and Anderson, lots of work going on still there. Anything?
Yeah, if people don't drive out there, there's the city and the contractors keep working on that. But we've always talked about there's a 23-acre mixed-use project that is underway, and some of it was going to be housing, some of it's going to be retail, some of it's going to be office, and actually the housing is under construction. If people drive out there, they can start seeing the frame of a house that is under construction. So it truly is a mixed-use development, about 23 acres, and I think there's a lot of interest in it. We've talked about on this show before that ESB Bank is going to put a second location out there in 2018, and there's going to be a convenience store at that location for some of the retail business. And I know that there's been some other businesses, restaurants, and others that have been looking at that site. So I think that as that project continues to move forward and the improvements to Anderson Avenue and Scenic Drive are just going to help that whole area. We just are all hoping that it gets done before football season, as well as Seth Child and Fort Riley Boulevard, where they're doing redoing that whole interchange there. So there's lots of orange barrels around, and I know people get frustrated with those, but it's the sign of an improving, trying to make things better and improving traffic flow and those kinds of things. So we're good.
Just a part of life.
Yep.
I think we're due for one more break before the top of the hour. 9:48, again, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, President Lyle Butler. Just one more segment left. If you have questions or comments, 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing.